Hey guys, welcome back to episode 45 of the Abnormal and Paranormal podcast. I'm Michael.
I'm almost too embarrassed to say my name after the missing in action that we've...
Well, we come cap in hand
for
a grovelling apology, guys. This, as we're recording this today, it's Tuesday, so it's 6 weeks to the day since our last episode came out.
Yeah.
So a massive metaphorical slap on the wrist for us.
Well, but, give us a proper slap on the wrist, because I think we deserve it.
We do. Well, we apologise. We've been very, very busy. I've gone through a lot of things. I've been moved out of my old house, got the keys to my new place, been arranging the renovation for that.
It's been madness, isn't it?
Conjunctivitis in that time.
Jesus Christ.
It's all been going on, and you've been getting promotions. So we've been busy. So
it's been a very busy time, hasn't it?
There's Christmas no excuse,
though, is it?
No.
We
missed Christmas with you guys, and we missed our 1 year anniversary with you guys, but life got in the way, and that is completely
okay. We should just record some episodes and say Happy Christmas and just pretend that there's an issue with the podcast provider.
Yeah, we should.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the 25th of December. Welcome. Then we'll come out with another one. Happy New Year, everybody. It's midnight.
Well, maybe we shouldn't, because like you said, our stats have never been higher. Mm. We ain't done nothing for a month and a half, so maybe the less we do, the more people will listen.
Maybe people trying to encourage us to not do any more.
I know. Well, you also hear me slurping away. Joe's got me a tea. So if you hear me knocking one back, then that is what's going on.
Knocking one back indeed.
So before I get into the episode today, guys, we will go through the business. If you'd like to get in touch with us, which you don't deserve at all, if you would like
let's not give them the details this time.
Yeah, no bad feedback. But email abnormalandparanormalpodcast@outlook.com. Instagram, Abnormal and Paranormal Podcast, and TikTok, which is Abnormal and Paranormal Pod. And you can leave ratings and reviews, whatever you listen to your podcasts. So, Joe's prepared today's episode.
I have.
I've not got a clue. So, Joe, enlighten us all.
Okay, so, well, I started off, it's going to be about haunted Smurfs, because there was an issue decades... There's been an issue decades ago with Smurf toys being haunted.
A mouthful of fucking tea there.
But I've got the first story, and then it was such a pile of shit, I sort of skipped on a little bit. So the episode was titled Smurfs, but you'll see why I changed... I'll read out the story, and you'll see why then...
Watch the downloads flood in.
No, they won't. If it was about this Smurfs, we wouldn't get any. I wouldn't blame them. But I'll read out the story that made me change my mind almost instantly by doing on this.
We have to come back with a bang, because this has been our 6 week hiatus. So we need to get the ground running.
Yeah, no, it's. I think this is a good one.
Well,
okay, so.
I have faith in you.
So this is. I won't name names in it, but this is honestly just rubbish. I mean, I've heard some rubbish, and there's some stories you read out about the bloody subway that regenerated itself and that. But this is ridiculous. So, just very quickly, I'll get this over and done with. This is why I changed my mind.
Okay.
When I was a kid,
this is the bad one.
Yeah, this is the one that made me instantly change. Literally, I put Smurfs on the top, did a story there, and then changed.
Okay.
So, it's the same sort of thing, to be fair, but you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, the story goes, when I was a kid, maybe 6 or 7, my family would go to some friend's house for dinner. They had some toys from when they were kids, and when they were young, I played with them, the dolls. One of them was a stuffed Smurf doll about a foot high. I never liked that toy much and never picked it up, but played with a toy dog instead. One day, I was sitting in the other room while the adults chatted, playing with a dog toy facing the corner with the other toy sitting there. I shit you not, the Smurf toy stood up and started walking around. And it was not cute. It was creepy and slow and terrifying. I went to the other room screaming and crying. I never went near that thing again and hated going to that house after that. What a load of rubbish. That's why I stopped. So I read that and I thought, if any more is like that, I'm not even going to bother wasting my time.
Yeah, that's a bit much. But
I mean, fancy that 6-7, a Smurf doll walking up. Like when, I'll tell you what it's about. I've done one about haunted dolls, but not like the mega famous ones like the Annabelle doll, Chucky doll, nothing like that.
Dolls,
haunted dolls that you can buy on eBay. I've got a few examples of those.
Okay.
Because it's a big market for haunted dolls. People pay hundreds of thousands of pounds for dolls, porcelain dolls, to be delivered that have got spirits.
How did you prove that, though? I've got one, guys. If anyone wants it, it's 30 grand.
It's, honestly, dolls aren't haunted. I've actually got a bit of science for this as well. I've done my research with this. Have you heard of the Uncanny Valley?
No.
Well, we do the interesting story first, and then we look at the Uncanny Valley. But essentially, it's a theory that explains why people were scared of dolls, porcelain dolls. It's almost like a fear of phobia, and it explains why people feel uneasy around looking at dolls. Because I do, to be fair. Like that doll we put on the Instagram page a couple of months ago. There's actually a reason why people feel uneasy about looking at them. And perhaps that sort of explains it.
Okay.
But I've done a bit about that, which we'll go into. That's actually quite interesting, to be fair, because you can sort of see why people can. So if you believe in ghosts and spirits and that sort of stuff, when I tell you about the Uncanny Valley, you can sort of see how they can draw conclusions and things that, and sort of trick their minds into thinking that the doll is doing stuff.
Got you. So the next story, and you're going to turn this ship around, are you?
I am. Well, hopefully. This is a story that was all over the news in, I think it's about 5-6 years ago. And this one, I think it's from the Daily Mail. It's a story about a lady who lived in Glasgow called Katrin Riedick. If you want to Google it, it's spelled K-A-T-R-I-N. Her surname is R-E-E-D-I-K. Have you heard of her?
No.
So we discussed this as we go through, I think, if that's all right. I won't just read it all out because there's a few points we probably want to stop and have a chat about as we go through.
Okay.
And it also will be quite a lot of reading just for them to listen to and for me to read.
Yep.
And I'm a little bit rusty because it has been 6 weeks.
I can't believe it's been 6 weeks. I still can't believe it's been 6 weeks. I thought my head would have been a month tops.
No.
We missed Halloween, missed Christmas and our 1 year anniversary. So we have been very bad. But what a year we had though, right? Because
that's been a good year to be fair, isn't it?
Got the podcast stats through. We've reached 46 countries.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many cities it was. It was colossal.
With a new pit bull. Mr. Worldwide.
Fuck's sake. You're such a dick. Well, what a first year we had, eh?
I know.
And we were completely knackered by the end of it.
What's the date today? 24th, isn't it? Oh, of course, it's payday tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, 24th of January, and we're only just churning one out.
I know. I've been busy, boys.
We have been busy, boys, to be fair.
And we needed a break. We had a busy year. This took up a lot more time than I anticipated it would. So I think we're naive. But it's been worth it. We've reached lots of countries and lots of people, and we do enjoy it.
I think we've done bloody well.
We did.
Well done, you.
And well done to you too, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Pat on the back.
Big pat on the back. So the story starts. A woman, and also, just a quick one, if you do believe in this, I'm not going to dish you or anything. It's not a problem if you believe in it. I just don't believe in it. I'm not taking the piss is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree with things, obviously, but
my New Year's resolution is to be more open. I'm always bloody open to stuff, but to be more open to your...
You believe in fae, fairies and that sort of crap?
Yeah, I do.
How can you be more open-minded?
Well, more open-minded to what your views are. I always quit
Nothing exists, nothing's real.
Well, I'm more open to your suggestions. I'm interested to see what you've got to say about this Uncanny Valley because I've never heard of it.
Okay, so we'll get through this first. So a woman has revealed how she has to hire a babysitter to look after her dolls because she believes they are possessed by the ghosts of dead people, which kind of makes sense because they wouldn't be possessed by ghosts of living people because they're living, not dead. Katrin Riedick, 33, from Glasgow. And I think I could say it because it's all over the news. So I don't think there's anything wrong with me saying it.
What?
Her name and...
Well, it's in the Daily Mail, so you can't get...
It's all over the news. I think she went on telly with it as well.
Yeah, I saw it.
There was also one I watched on Good Morning, where they put one of the dolls on.
Good Holly. Britain?
Yeah, no.
Oh, this morning.
This morning, sorry. With Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield.
Oh, I think I saw a clip of that.
Yeah, some woman saying she was scared of a doll, but then bought on national television to not annoy it. Anyway, so this woman, Katrin, has spent thousands of pounds on what she claims are haunted dolls and believes they are possessed. And if they are left alone, they will cause mischief in her home. She does go into detail some sort of mischief that the dolls are causing. Absolute havoc. The full-time mother of two says her nights are taken up with chatting to her... It says charges, but I think that means dolls. I don't know unless that's a...
Oh, your charges. Like, yeah, kid, like a person. I can only be a child you're looking after.
Chatting to her charges then.
Yeah.
I've seen how misspelled it. About how they died. The single mother, I won't say the kids' names, but they're 8 I've got one if I won't say it. One's 817.
Okay.
Says that she built the dolls after developing a fascination with the supernatural while travelling. She said, I became interested in the spirit world in 2008 while living in Estonia, Northern Europe, because I felt the presence of a spirit, she said. This started my interest in the paranormal, and when I moved to Glasgow in November 2008, I started researching spooky things and stumbled upon haunted dolls. Catherine was first intrigued when she discovered through online shops and forums there were dolls with spiritual powers. Like I said, I have got some examples of dolls you can buy on eBay, but I think they have to put it down as entertainment. It's a bit of a cloudy market, because I don't think you can just advertise for haunted stuff.
Well, it's a bit more of a... Yeah, it's a bit...
A bit dark, dodgy, and you believe in that sort of stuff.
More of a dark web kind of thing.
She said, haunted dolls are not possessed as such. The doll is the spirit's home. The spirit is attached to the doll and sometimes leaves it in the same way humans go to work every day. You can buy a doll, get it in the post, and the spirit comes with it. Look, buy one, get one free. Fantastic. There's a shop in Shrewsbury, Shropshire, that sells the dolls in the UK, and scores of people chat on the subject on forums.
Why
so it's quite a big market.
Why would you want to buy one of these things?
No idea at all. But when you go on eBay and look for it, they all look exactly how you'd expect a haunted doll to look. Ugh. Porcelain, a bit old. Normally yeah. Victorian sort of get up.
Right.
She said, enthralled by this new discovery, in August 2010, Catherine ordered her first doll. She called it Mystical from the US for just £10. What a bargain. Catherine says that as soon as Mystical arrived, she began to notice spooky goings-on in her home. When she arrived, I realised straight away she was not a doll, she was a person.
So I think, just noticed as well, I just looked over there and just looked at that bloody thing sitting on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take a picture.
Just staring at me.
Fucking thing. It's a doll, everyone, sat on the floor with, like... It's just the most dumbest expression on its face. I'm just going to take a picture. Is that baby Tintin?
I thought, well, it's a Coco Melon doll.
Coco Melon?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a kids' TV programme.
All right, well, I'm going to put this on.
And he's staring at me to be fair,
because he's sitting there glaring at us as we're talking about haunted dolls.
hang on. I missed my spot now.
Sorry.
Oh, that's it. So when she arrived, I realised straight away she was not a doll. She was a person, she said.
Yeah.
That night, I put her near the television. I told her, Ben, why is she talking to a doll here? If you're happy, switch it off. If you're not happy, leave it. So I essentially put the doll in front of the telly, gave her the remote and said, you watch it if you want. Mm-hmm. The response was terrifying. The TV switched off and on. The lights flickered and I knew it was Mystical talking to me through the electricity. What do you think about that?
The look you just gave me.
What do you think about that? Do you think that was Mystical talking or some sort of just fault with the electrical system?
I mean, John, I'm going to save it to the end.
Okay.
Keep going.
She told me she was happy to have been adopted by me. Maybe that's what she thought the flickering was about. I was overwhelmed and had to put her away. A bit harsh. I'm really pleased about moving in with you. Thank you so much for adopting me. Get in the box. But a week later, Catherine tried to speak to the doll again. She told me, in the same process through the TV, don't know how this happened, but apparently she told her that she had died when she was 103 and is very wise. I don't know how you do that through electric. Mm. After coming to terms with Mystical's power, Catherine decided she wanted more dolls and has now bought 12.
Right.
Bloody hell. She's got, don't forget, she has got two kids that are actual people to try and look after as well. Hopefully the relevant people are informed. She now says that the sources her dolls from a number of different places. Also, she gets them from all around the world. I usually get the dolls from collectors who have websites dedicated to them. They have purchased the dolls from people who didn't know the doll was haunted. She says she's happy to spend a fair amount on the dolls because you are buying into their history. Cost depends on quality and history. You can't put a price on them. You can. She says you can't put a price on them because they're so much more than dolls. They're links to another world. Catherine has even sacrificed her basic needs in order to fund her habit. What's she doing with her own kids?
Yeah, this is getting a bit much, isn't
it? Well, it doesn't stop, mate. it goes from bad to worse, to be honest with you. She says, I'm happy to go without other things to buy the dolls. I'll make my own clothes rather than buying new.
Oh, stop it.
No. She uses specialist ghost hunting equipment to chat to her dolls, including voice recorders. I've also attempted to hear voices through my mobile phone. I put my phone on record when the dolls are in the room and listen back. You can hear them. They sound like humans having conversations in the background. I heard a doorbell once and I don't even have... I heard a doorbell once and I don't even have one.
What?
For a diet.
It makes no sense.
Okay.
It's probably the neighbours.
It's the doll, obviously. Despite having devoted much of her time and money to the dolls, not everyone is as keen on the collection as her, obviously. Usually my sons are not scared by the dolls. No, they're fucking terrified of you, though. They like them and read to them. Oh, these poor kids, man. They're getting enthralled and roped into this. But they were a bit scared of my latest doll, Agatha, as her body is soft and her head is heavy. Some relatives don't like them. They make them nervous. I'm not really surprised, though, to be fair.
Well, it is a bit odd. I mean, you do see, like, a grown woman with a bunch of China dolls on the shelf. It does look odd.
Well, you're not going to like the next sentence.
Well, did you watch that show on Netflix, Dead to Me?
Betty's wondering. Is that the one where the woman they both kill each other's partner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
then
a good
final
program,
season,
actually.
They go to the person she killed, his mum's mansion.
Yes.
She's got a room with her other dolls in.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
That is weird,
isn't it? That's what I'm thinking of here. Like, I know it's probably a little more glamorous on there, but like, literally.
Didn't she play somebody in American Horror Story?
Don't think so.
I think it's something different then.
She's really ill now, though, isn't she? She's got some sort of fish health condition.
Oh, no, the old lady, the mum. Yeah, she has. What's she got again?
I can't remember. It's not MS. It might be MS.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I watched a good film with her in Day Before Yesterday, Hall Pass.
Christina Applegate, isn't it?
That's the one.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, I really like her as an actress.
But yeah, that series, I've got the dolls in that house, and that just looks fucking weird, man. Like, it doesn't look... Is this a creepy, weird thing to have? And then she looks after him. What do you do with him? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Uncanny Valley.
Well, bring it on.
So the next sentence you ain't going to like very much. She says, it was the purchase of Michael which showed Mystery Dick the dolls could misbehave. You naughty, naughty doll.
Classic Michael.
Michael, the second doll I got in June 2011, is a... Oh, it's a bit sad, to be fair. We'll do a health warning. If you're upset by anything, stop listening. Michael, the second doll I got in June 2011, is a baby who died from cot death in the 1980s and has since inhabited the body of a porcelain doll, which I have now adopted into my care. Michael is very active. He will twist his head. My mum noticed this too, and his facial expression changes. When Michael sees me playing with my children, I often sense him crying out. Oh, man, this is really, really bizarre. Obviously, this is some sort of mental health, isn't it, really? But she can hear him crying out, "Mummy, play with me." But what do you expect? He's only a child, she says. One day I was watching TV, and the channels kept flipping to cartoons. I turned them back, but it kept flipping. I realised it was Michael. He's only a baby, and he wanted to watch cartoons. Now, if this was true, how can a baby do that?
Well, it can't talk, and it can't use objects, can it?
No. She says, I think he uses energy to do this.
Is she specifically buying haunted dolls? Or
yeah.
Just buying nice dolls?
No, no, haunted dolls.
Right, okay.
Haunted dolls with some sort of spiritual connection that, obviously, these fraudsters...
And his first doll is called Mystical.
Yeah. Obviously, they can see it coming, can't they? These people, in my opinion, are fraudsters, aren't they? They're saying to these vulnerable people, this is spiritual, this is haunted, you know, buy this doll. I'll pay £3 for it because it's haunted. It's
I believe you get objects
grams.
That are haunted. I believe you can. And it's like we said before, like mediums and stuff. There'd be genuine ones and they'd be the ones that are taking the piss and are doing it to earn a bit of money. And I think this is probably the same kind of situation. You might get one genuine one. Like it might be a haunted, I don't know, whatever, cushion. But like everything's haunted all the time. And of course, there'll be people that are out to make a bit of money on the side. And she's probably been sucked into it. But the fact she's calling a doll mystical just shows how like immersed she is in this whole world and this whole like belief in spirits and everything else. She's obviously, in my opinion, manifesting loads of herself, and she's just looking for things. Like, a lot of this is a bit, I don't know, it's just too far-fetched, isn't it?
Well, it's just not happening, is it? She needs to see somebody or speak to somebody.
It'd be interesting to know if she had, did it say anything about her losing a kid or anything like that herself personally? Because that would explain a lot.
100%. A way of dealing with things, coping with things.
Yeah.
Grieving process, talked about grieving before.
So it's that in my eyes, or it's like she's a part of that black market and she's buying these dolls, making these stories around them, going on TV shows, making them really hyped up, and she's going to flog them in a couple of years' time.
Potentially. No, she's a fraudster.
This could be. This could be a part of it. This could be a big market employee.
We need to get behind the curtain.
We do.
We need to get peer through the looking glass,
Michael. We need to buy one of these dolls.
Well, I knew you did, to be fair, but I'm skint all day, so I can't afford to.
You've got a nice flash coffee machine sitting there now.
And yeah, I mean, it is a nice coffee machine, to be fair. It's one of the ones where you sort of, it's like the bean to cup one. Put the beans in, grind it all down.
Yeah, it's fancy stuff.
I'd have one now, to be fair, but I'll be up all night. What's the time now?
8:15.
Oh, yeah. No chance to be up all night. She said, it's not just Michael who plays up. His doll mum, in inverted commas, Karen, says that she's witnessed other younger dolls becoming mischievous. That Michael's a bloody bad influence. Ashley came weeks after Michael. One night, Ashley revealed to me, through the use of a pendulum, that he died more than 3 decades ago in a car crash. I don't know how you do that using a pendulum. Because a pendulum just goes, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm doing a pendulum just movement.
Swinging, yeah.
I don't know how you'd convey from that he died in a car crash 3 decades ago. But Ashley managed to. He regularly hides my car keys because of the accident. His mum passed over in the car crash, and now he doesn't want me going out in the car. I shout out, Ashley, Ashley, and the keys come back. I'm not taking the mic. It's just worrying.
I'm trying to be respectful, but I'm struggling. It's obviously,
what's going on?
Is the problem here? I think she's. Yeah. What I mean is like, this is a very specific, this isn't just collecting stuff. People collect stamps or coins or whatever. She's collecting these dolls, which is like little children, which is one thing, okay? Then she's bringing them all to life in her own imagination, which might not be. But give her, she's quite pretend the truth, but I'm struggling to accept that. And it's like, it's just saying, well, it's something else at play here.
It's like a big, sort of like, there's a big hole in her life. She's trying to fill it.
Well, it's like, again, come back to Dead to Me, I don't think you're doing, but Jen, the artist one, she kept painting pictures of girls and the children that she thought she would have had and what her kids would look like. That's what she was painting.
Yeah.
And she kept painting these pictures of these sad kids, and that's the kid she wanted to have and couldn't have one. That's what she imagined her kid would look like.
Well, maybe there is more to it, to be fair. We don't get this. This was only off a newspaper article. I don't know. Maybe there's things that she doesn't want to share with the world.
Well, yeah, she's never going to admit to it being due to something else.
No.
It sounds like there is, like she's lost her own, or she wants to have another and can't, or whatever. That might be the root cause. I might be completely wrong.
Yeah, but when she said earlier on, though, that her family don't like it and that sort of stuff, mate, surely something like that did happen, her family would be more on board of it.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
No.
I mean, if it brings her joy and she's going through something and mentally she's struggling with something and this brings her comfort, then I'm all for it, because it's the worst thing she can
do. Yeah, why not? Yeah, if you want to believe
in better off doing this and doing crack. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
But yeah, I do struggle to believe what she's saying.
That makes a nice change. You struggling to believe something that I'm reading out. So it goes on to say, each of Karen's dolls have a story which can affect the way the dolls behaviour, which can affect the way the dolls behave in the house. Isabel was a young girl who died of cancer. She was a bald child as a result of the treatment. Touchingly, the doll's hair is also wispy. There's such big leaps into... I want to speak to her and ask her where she's getting all this information from.
Mm.
But the lights flickering earlier on the telly going on and off. The pendulum. It's like,
I think she's just fantasizing. She's creating these stories in her head and she's just... carry on.
Yeah. So, speaking of Isabel, she says... Isabel is quite cheeky. She teams up with Michael to turn on taps. Oh, that'd be a nightmare. Got mad OCD. And that would finish me off. I have no idea how they do it. It really is a mystery. I then got Yulia, 33, who died in a plane crash. Karen says that the dolls are even starting to play tricks on her children as well as her. Baby Blue came next in autumn 2011.
How many dolls she got?
About 13, I think.
Fucking hell.
So Baby Blue came next in autumn 2011. He died when he was 10 months old. His spirit sneaks into my son's bed. They feel the covers go back.
Oof.
We know who it is, so they are not scared.
Thing is, to rope your kids into this.
That's the thing that's worrying.
It's like she's blurring
reality.
I mean, and we're saying, in our opinion, might be completely wrong, our opinion,
yeah,
that she's got a deep set issue and this is how they have a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
But now she's blurring the lines between reality and fantasy and yeah, she's now making this part of her everyday life and she's
with the kids,
immersing
like
it amongst part of her daily routine with her children.
Yeah.
And that's now going to have a knock-on effect with them because she's now telling her kids, oh, the doll's putting your covers off you. It's friendly. Then kids be fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Of her or the imaginary doll. I don't know. It's very
I suppose there's a chance it's true. There's a bigger chance, in my opinion, it's not true. We can only give our opinion, to be fair. It's not for us to say it didn't happen.
Yeah, I'm not qualified. I'm not a psychologist. I have zero understanding of how people cope with stuff. But from my outside perspective, it just seems like there's something more sinister going on with her. And it's just now the lines between reality and fantasy are blurring a little bit. And that's when it becomes a bit dangerous.
100%, especially when your kids are subject to it as well.
Yeah.
She says her next four dolls were Heather and Gretchen, both 7 years old, and Iris and Pearl, who died in their 20s. I know when Pearl is around, she smells of fresh washing and bread. They love to gossip to one another. I'm not sure what they talk about. Like most young women, they don't want to tell their old mum. This is really quite bizarre, isn't it?
Are these stories of like his spirits in the dolls coming from the people she's buying them from?
Her?
But she's digging out the information. Because the people selling the dolls are just saying these are haunted by it. Or they're saying, oh, this is haunted. This is a girl. I've done a seance and she's seven and she's called Grace and she's from it. Are they feeding her this information?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Because a lot of information for her to be getting from doing pendulums and lights flicking on. I think probably if she's specifically searching for haunted dolls, these people are just chucking them out left, right and centre. And it just...
Well, funny enough, I've went on eBay and done some research.
Look at you, guy. You've come such a long way in a year, Joe.
Oh, I know.
I'm very proud.
You say that, I just lost a bit while I was on.
Well, I was to find that. It just reminds me of no years ago when you used to get Beanie Babies with your McDonald's Happy Meal when you was a kid.
But when McAdee's toys were good.
Right. But now you used to get Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And you get a tag on the ear and it would say what the thing's name was, how old it was.
Yeah.
And it's literally like the haunted doll version of that.
Exactly, yeah, that's
just
exactly
been
what it is.
I got a dog from there, a Beanie Baby dog, and it had the name tag on it. And no joke, everyone was about, what, seven at the time? This dog was called Spunky.
Okay, that's a wind up, isn't it?
I'm serious, I swear on your life, Spunky. And mum was like, you can't call it that. I was like, mum, it's called Spunky. It says on the tag, I'd call it Spunky like forever. But I found one on eBay. And if you Google Spunky the Beanie Baby, it'll come up. I might do it now. It's like a Labrador puppy. And, like, who the fuck in their marketing department got away with calling a dog, a kid's toy, Spunky?
Well, it's better than Spunk.
Yeah, but how fucking screwed up is that?
Maybe they went with Spunk, and then managed like, you can't do that, put a Y on the end of it. It's a bit friendlier.
Oh, it's just bad, isn't it? Spunky, here you go, Spunky Beanie Baby. That's it. Little Labrador one, look, £1.50. Spunky.
Is that? Can't say I got my glasses on.
Oh, fuck, hang on, I've got a cookies thing pop up. There you go.
I remember them, yeah.
Yeah, little Labrador. Another tag is called Spunky the dog.
That is a weird name to give a kid's toy.
Right, and it's even spelled S-P-U-N-K-Y, not even I-E.
Yeah, but who's the dirty ones? Them or us for thinking it's that?
Well, as a kid,
it could be completely
better,
innocent.
It is a bit dodgy, isn't it? But we digress, carry on.
There we go, we found it. So, you're talking about the dolls gossiping.
Yeah.
Catherine's last two dolls both arrived in May this year. Trina is a witch who died in her 30s, and Agatha, who is a portal for three spirits. But having the dolls around has not always been a smooth ride with Karen, claiming that they were responsible for an accident in her home. There was a smell of fire in my flat a few weeks ago, and I know it was the spirits. They just have so much energy, but I wouldn't be without them, even though they're setting fire to your house, flat, and you've got two young kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Let's go over that bit.
Do you watch that film? Is it Hide and Seek with Tom Hanks? and the girl that was playing, who was it? Another girl playing Matilda or another girl like that, a famous child actress. And then the daughter and her uncle or granddad living in this house. And the granddad's worried about the little girl, his imaginary friend who's causing all these problems, like smashing stuff, damaging things, making the girl do bad things. And the little girl's like, no, it's so-and-so, it's so-and-so. And as the film goes on, I mean, spoiler, if you want to watch it, maybe just skip forward the next 30 seconds. But the person imaginary friend is her granddad, who's got a split personality. And he turns into this little sadistic, horrible child. He's like, and he tries to kill her. I'm not saying that this woman's doing that, but like, what if it's her personality? She's got a split personality and she's got these different personalities and she's getting these dolls. And then she's blaming, oh, that's so-and-so for doing that. When she started to fire, no, you fucking did it, love, and you just got split personality.
And they're gossiping, but she's gossiping amongst us.
Yeah.
She's gossiping herself.
Yeah, she's got these split personalities going on.
And the dolls are a visible way of her brain dealing with that.
Yeah, it's like a tangible way of...
Yeah.
Like, it's like plotting out who's who and what's what, and it's like a way of manifesting her energy. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that.
That's what our film was about, yeah. When you're with one person. But the granddad had no idea who this girl was talking about. He's like, who's this person you're talking about? Who's this person? And he was hunting for it. But it was his other personality. He didn't realise. He was fucking damn. He tried to kill her.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, because last month my mum said to watch it. I was going to watch that. So cheers.
No,
for that.
She didn't.
She did, honestly, yeah, she did.
Hide and Seek?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
It's been out for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I think it's Dakota Fanning. Is that Dakota Fanning in it as a little girl, or it's the Matilda girl?
She was like, oh, Hide and Seek.
Oh, why don't you tell me before I've ruined it for you?
I didn't know how much detail you're going to go into, to be fair. This is carried on.
It's a very old film.
I mean, I'm still going to watch it, to be fair.
I'll definitely watch it, but yeah, I think I've ruined the twist now. That's the whole bit. It's a well-old film, so I don't think I was ruining it for too many people. If you haven't watched it by now, you probably never would.
That's fun. Also, now, I watched The Rig last week. Have you seen that?
The Rig?
The Rig on Amazon?
No. I don't have Amazon.
It's all right. It's six episodes. I watched episode 1, 2, 3, skip 4 and 5, because it's dragged on a little bit. Watch the sixth one. So I tend to do that with stuff. I'll watch a bit, watch first half hour, skip through to the last half an hour.
Oh, God, no, I can't be doing that.
I do the films, I did that. Have you seen World War Z with Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yesterday I watched that, did the same thing.
They've been saying there's been a remake to that for forever, and they haven't done it, because the director that was going to do that got offered Jurassic World or some other film, and he jumped ship. He's like, oh, sod it. So he scrapped World War Z and did the other film, and they'd start again with a new director. It's another way behind again. But they're doing a second one.
And that was a bloody good zombie film, that.
It was really
good.
One
of my favourite zombie films, that is.
I've started watching all the Resident Evils again.
Really?
Starting from the beginning. We're going through all of them.
Oh, what about The Last of Us?
Oh.
Ever seen that?
Yeah.
I've not seen the second episode.
Me neither. I've only seen the first one. The second one came out.
Do you play yesterday. The game?
Yeah.
How good was that?
They're the only two games, 1 and 2, that I've ever finished, ever. I never finished a PlayStation game and get too bored. And it's the only games I've ever finished.
I didn't finish the second game. I'll go back to my mate. He lent it to me.
Well, I finished the second one because I wanted to watch... What was it for? Oh, yeah, I was moving out of my flat. And
oh, yeah.
I've been trying to get it finished before I moved out. I still had to wait for months to move into the new place. I was back at my parents in between, weren't I? I literally finished it. I've been playing it for about 18 months. And I played it and played it and played it. And I finished it at 10 p.m. the night before I moved out the next day.
Really?
So I finished it just in time.
Oh, good work.
Yeah.
It's a good ending, isn't it? I've YouTubed the ending, so I know what happens at the end.
Mm.
But yeah, the series. My mate at work the other night said that the second episode is incredible.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, the first episode is always a bit slow because you're just setting up the story, setting up the characters. Like,
how good is the casting?
Really good. Really good.
If you haven't watched it, give it a watch. It's bloody good.
Yeah, 100%.
And we're nearly finished with this story.
All right.
So there's a flat. She couldn't do without him, this and the other. She does not like to leave the dolls alone. So her mum babysits if she has to go away over the night, but she tries to avoid them where possible. A lot of things she's babysitting for her actual two children, as opposed to the dolls, but there you go. Mum refuses to go into my room where the majority of the dolls are kept. No surprise. She said it's too scary and he's afraid of the spirits, but I couldn't leave them alone. Karen admits that people do have a hard time believing her, but she insists that she's telling the truth. I have boyfriends and they don't mind them, as they don't believe they are haunted. People think I'm mad, but I've heard the dolls talk. I've adopted them like I would a child, and I will not let them go.
Sorry, if you are dating someone,
yeah,
and they take you back to their house,
yep,
for the first time,
yeah,
and you walk in, you're presented with all them people, dolls. I'm doing it now, people, dolls. Yeah. And she starts telling you their backstories and they're all mischievous and whatever. If that isn't a red fucking flag to get out of there, I don't know what is.
Oh, the plat's on fire. It was Agatha.
Oh, fuck. Can you imagine?
Yeah, no.
It's like a film.
Yeah. See you later. Even that many dolls with no good reason for having all them weird looking dolls, I'll be gone.
Yeah, well, of all the things to collect, it's probably one of the things I wouldn't. Teddy bears, all right, just about. But little China dolls and little, nah.
Yeah, it's not on, is it? Not on.
Teddy bears is enough.
So, we mentioned the Uncanny Valley. Do you have a guess what it is?
It sounds like the new TV show, Happy Valley. But it's not the thing where they conjured up a ghost, is it?
No.
Then no.
I should tell you. The Uncanny Valley is a concept first introduced in the 1970s by Masahiro Mori, then a professor at Tokyo Institute of Technology.
Right.
He coined the term Uncanny Valley to describe his observation that as robots, there is a link to dolls as well, that as robots appear more human-like, they become more appealing, but only up until a certain point. Upon reaching the Uncanny Valley, our affinity descends into feeling of strangeness, a sense of unease, and a tendency to be scared or freaked out. So the Uncanny Valley can be defined as people's negative reaction to certain lifelike robots. Goes on to say about dolls. Dolls reside smack dab in the middle of the Uncanny Valley, the space occupied by human-like things that provoke a sense of unease in actual humans. Mori describes the uncomfortable middle ground between lifelike and clearly inanimate, not quite fully human, but not quite something else either. Essentially, it's like a graph. So it starts off right at the bottom, where not human-like at all.
Mm-hmm.
Then as the graph goes up to more human-like, things start getting limbs and faces and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
At the point where it's almost... And it sort of dips down to the valley bit, the bit where it's trying to look like human, but it's not quite there. So like a porcelain doll with all the sort of scales are correct and hands, feet, so it looks like a human,
mm-hmm.
but it's got that sort of China porcelain look. So that's like saying, so this yeah. is the bit. So it starts off, for argument's sake, like a doll like Rosie and Jim.
Yeah.
Clearly cartoon, inanimate, nothing human-like at all, apart from like the basic... We can identify as like maybe some eyes and the hands, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So people start liking things, more human-like it gets. But then it gets to the point where it almost is trying to look too much like a human, but there's something a bit off about it.
Do you know what this makes me think of?
Go on.
The film Smile. When they're human, but their expressions are so unnatural, it's smiling,
mm-hmm.
but nothing on the face is resembling a smile. The eyes aren't twinkling, nothing else. The eyes aren't moving. Everything's deadpan apart from this fucking terrifying smile.
That's exactly, that would be in the middle of the Uncanny Valley.
Right. So something's out of whack.
It's very, it's human-like, but it's not quite there.
It's like you tell a robot, smile, do this for your mouth, but they don't realise you've got to move your eyes and move your cheeks. Something's got to go with it. Like, you can't just do like a smile. That's horrible.
Exactly. Like in a weird way, there's a robot, which was exactly like a human, same facial expressions, everything else. That would, you'd feel more at ease looking at that
yeah.
than you would, say, that with a smile thing or a China doll. And
that's why dolls are freaky, because it's the permanent, like a doll down there,
mm-hmm.
it's just the permanent expression. It's
yeah.
so unnatural to us to see that. And then, especially when you see things like a film Smile and something's trying to do something, like a smile, but everything else is deadpan, nothing's like in sync with each other. It just looks really unnatural.
Yeah.
So it's like two ends of the spectrum, isn't yep. it? So I get what you mean completely.
So that's what Uncanny Valley is with dolls. So that's what people generally have a fear of, dolls. And not only that, sort of mannequins as well. They can become a bit uneasy depending on...
Mannequins. I used to work in a store when I was 16. And in the stock room, you'd have all the old mannequins that aren't being used. Just like rows of them. And it's just fucking horrible. If you got by yourself, even in the middle of the day, it would still be... really uncomfortable, like it's just horrible.
Yeah,
there'd be like dozens of them in the corner, just clumped in the corner. Oh, give me shivers thinking about it. It just looks horrible.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
which is really weird. Because, you know, it's just a lump of plastic or whatever it is. Like, it's not, it's nothing.
And yet that's more uneasy. I've not been to Madame Tussauds yet, but I've seen photos. And they look all right, don't they?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
So they look all right.
Yeah.
But when you look at a mannequin, there's something uneasy about that.
Yeah.
They're not trying to resemble a human face or expressions. That's just like a clothes.
It's
more
like, it's like a suggestion of something rather than being something. Like the mannequin in Madame Tussauds looks like a human, so it's kind of okay. But
yeah, so we can identify that as a human. We know what a human is.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, so it's kind of off. Like it's insinuating, it's suggesting to be something, but it's not that.
Yeah.
And your brain knows it's not what it's supposed to be saying it is. It's like a fight or flight kind of situation.
Exactly that. So this is why. So a little bit of science. There's also some sort of phobias as well. I'll be careful how I pronounce it. Pediophobia. I'll go with that. Is one branch of the larger tree of automatonophobia, a fear of things that look like humans, like robots, wax figures, and statues. It says, for the record, pediophobia translates to fear of little children and is linguistically just a hop and a skip away from the world. Sorry, from the word for fear of actual children. It says pedophobia.
This is to do with dolls?
Sort of, yeah. And dolls, like the rest of the automatonophobia gang become more fearsome the more lifelike they appear. So rag dolls don't evoke the same spookiness as a baby-sized thing with real hair. That's what I know, like a rag doll, not spooky.
Yeah.
The same size doll is meant to look like a human with the eyes and that sort of stuff.
Well, it's like that doll down there, isn't that's not freaking me out. But if it had like hair and it was painted like a human face, then yeah, it'd be another.
Weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, as Linda Rodriguez McRobbie wrote in A History of Creepy Dolls for Smithsonian last year, this is going like a few years ago. She said the fear of dolls wasn't really a thing until the 19th century, when innovations in toy making, like eyes that could open and close, meant more realistic looking products. And it's these things where people start getting scared of dolls. When you tilt, the dolls, but you tilt the head back and the eyes open and the eyelids opened or closed or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is when the fear of dolls and these sort of haunted dolls started coming about. Because they shouldn't be. Before then, obviously, dolls didn't do that. They were just as they were. So that is Uncanny Valley and a few phobias.
Okay.
How are we doing for time out of interest for this?
42 minutes, you're fine.
That's what we'll do. We'll wrap up with some eBay stuff that I found. So I went on eBay and I searched for haunted dolls. There's one called Fleur. Okay, I've got photos that I'll send you, pop on the website as well. I should tell you what I'll do. I'll show you Fleur now.
Okay.
Stand by.
This is just a haunted doll you found on eBay. Advertised as a haunted doll.
Haunted doll. I searched for haunted doll and it came up. How do you go on the bloody?
I just don't get how you can sell this stuff. It's. I guess you believe in what you believe in, but it's like mediums and psychics. I believe in that, but there are people that are not going to be genuine and they're going to take advantage.
So that is Fleur. And this is how. So it's £25. It's a haunted doll. Neutral spirit, active orbs, paranormal activity.
It's like a Tinder date, but with dolls.
Yeah, exactly. That's her.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Okay. Even if there's no way you'd buy that unless you was buying it because it's haunted. That's why they're doing it. Because no one's going to buy it because it looks nice. It's just it's horrible.
Description, it lures people in. It says, this is Fleur. She's an ageless being. She's an elemental fae of air. She's also known as a sylph.
Right.
She's from a personal collection and is stunningly beautiful. You've seen the picture. No, she's not. It says, if you've ever encountered fae energy before, then you'll notice that the energy is quite different from that of human spirit. Her energy is quite unusual. You'll sense her presence as light wind or flutters of air. And you may also hear ringing or humming in your ears. Being of the element air, you may find that she's most active when the weather is unsettled. I've noticed tiny orbs around her and tiny shadow figure in the corner of my eye. You may also hear her whispering in the wind or into your ear at night. This is Fleur attempting to communicate, and you may be able to tune into this and work out whatever message she's sending you. Then it says, I've not looked at it because I imagine it's rubbish. There is footage of activity around the vessel on my Instagram account.
but I didn't look at that because I don't want to waste my time because there's no way it was going to show that.
That's not even a spirit. That's a phase. That's just a spirit, like a never been a living thing.
No, there's one.
It's like a dating app.
Was it this? Or there's one that was just, I nearly shouted, I was getting that annoyed at it. It's just
pisses me off when people do it because it's so obviously being used for monetary gain. Like, it's so such bullshit that people that are telling the truth about this kind of stuff aren't going to be believed now because of these dickheads.
I know. I mean, I've got loads more stuff about that bloody doll, but I'm not going to give them time of day to run sugar. She issues a few health warnings, not suitable for children. If you're purchasing a doll, the stand may not be included. Please ask if you'd like one, no additional charge or something. Other. So it's a proper thing. Anyway, then there's Betty the doll. Right, Betty is £135 plus £5.99 for postage and packaging.
Jesus.
That's Betty.
Hmm.
So this one, I found ridiculous.
A beauty pageant one.
Yeah. So the photo that we put on the Instagram page, but this is Betty. Betty came to me with a bunch of other vessels, which a lady had collected from charity sales, etc. She said that since having them in the house, she felt as if a presence was watching her all the time, and she had some strange goings on, such as doors swinging closed, cold spells, and objects mysteriously falling over or moving.
Why would you want this in your house? Why would you willingly invite this? If it was true, why would you want to invite this stuff into your home?
Attention seeking.
People will say about Ouija boards, oh, you can't do it, it's dangerous, you could get spirits trapped in your house, and don't do it. And then they go out and buy these bloody things.
Well, apparently, Betty's spirit of a 32-year-old woman, she tells me that she passed away around 50 years ago after getting blood poisoning.
Hmm.
She was misdiagnosed in the hospital and sent home. She does not remember much after that. Anyway, so that goes on. The next bit is madness. I found that leaving offerings with her regularly helps stop this. She was messing about, trying to communicate, looking stuff over, that sort of stuff. She says, Betty is generally quite easygoing and is happy just to have company. She likes to watch quiz programs on the television.
For fuck's sake.
And also anything about animals. She particularly likes Pet Rescue.
Oh, stop.
I thought you asked to be enough, that, to be fair.
This just gets my fucking nerves now, because it's just someone has genuinely gone through something, or has, if this was a real thing with a genuine haunted object, nobody is going to believe him, and is going to discredit him completely based on people like that.
Okay, welcome her with a lit candle and offering of your choice. She likes anything with lavender.
Fucking hell.
Right.
I'm always worth £135, and the other one's worth £25.
Oh, God knows. I mean, that. I had a lot more on that document.
You could go to a charity shop tomorrow. You could go to Oxfam tomorrow and you could go and buy three of them for £5 each and you could
flog them. Are they haunted though?
Well, they are when you say they are.
You're right. What a market this is. There's loads of dolls on eBay. Most of them are from the same seller though, which I find weird.
Oh, it's...
And there's all like copy, there's all like copy and pasted the blurb on each one. Change the name. Slightly, yeah.
Change the age. Change how they died.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy into it, guys.
Be careful when you look into that sort of stuff.
Save your money.
And if you believe in haunted dolls, if ghosts exist, in my mind, there's no reason why dolls and objects can't be haunted.
No, generally, I think things could be. But these people, who it's like this user on eBay has got a gazillion...
Yeah.
How? Come on.
It's made up, isn't it?
I'm going to start selling haunted cushions next, and then I'm going to have 300 of them in the bank, and then I'll be like, right, £100 a pop.
The same with bloody mediums, like that rubbish one that I had. They got the money back.
Yeah,
they got people like Tracy. He's actually quite, he's credible.
Yeah, and I had a really good experience.
You had a good experience. So it's always giving all the fraudsters. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just gives everyone a bad name. And it makes it very difficult for people that are genuine to get their story heard because no one's going to give them the time of day.
Which is really difficult for me to say that because like, I don't think, I need to be careful how to say this. I don't want to upset people. Well, I don't believe in that at all. I don't believe you can talk to the dead.
Right.
Equally, I don't think people that do it properly are fraudsters. I think they genuinely believe they can do it. Because I don't think they do it. Like, go out to Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked her. Lovely woman. But I don't personally think you can talk to dead people.
Okay.
But equally, having spoken to her, I know that she's got good intentions, wants to help people. So I think she thinks that she can.
And well, how would you explain, like, when I went to one and they knew I walked up on mum and dad's stairs sideways?
I remember this. Someone's
behind me. How the fuck would they have known that? That is so random.
Because nobody can answer the question of why not be more specific?
Right.
When you get these dead people come through to torture, why not just say, name, date of birth, A died, where you lived, a few addresses you
live
at.
Along with a, like, a spreadsheet of information. I think it's like when Tracy said to us, I asked her how she interpreted what she's being told or what she's seeing. And she said, it's not sitting there seeing as someone sat in front of her on the carpet. It's more like her seeing, you thinking back to remembering your mum, and in your mind's eye, in your imagination, you can remember your mum's face. Mm. Or you remember your old house, and you remember walking from room to room. It's more like that. And someone sitting in front of her with a chalkboard drawing. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is this and that's that.
Or telling them. Telling them, Joe, I'm here.
Huh?
Or like telling her. But it's all just so vague. I'm never going to understand it. I want to.
I don't think it's... No, it's not, I don't think it's ever going to be like a spirit going to send you an email with all the information in. It's never going to be that. I think it's like some people just got an ability because your brain, so much... Our brain we just don't use, and there's so much stuff we don't know what it's even capable of. I used to say that you use an extra 1% of their brain than we do, and they've got access to a different neuronic link in their brain, and it gives them access to do that. We have no idea. And everyone picks up on frequencies and energy. Like, if you walk into a room at work and everyone's been talking about you, but as soon as you walk in, they stop and you get an energy. You think, oh, they've been talking about me. You pick up on that energy because energy is tangible. You can literally feel energy. You can feel if someone's angry, you walk into a room, you get a vibe from them that they're angry before they've been saying anything to you. Like, you can pick up on energy. It's a real tangible thing.
You can, to be fair.
So how else to say you can't manipulate and interpret other types of energy? Not necessarily from someone like you, me or you, but if there was a spirit here, there would be emitting an energy. As if I walked in and I was really fucking angry at you. I didn't say a word. You'd know I was angry at you.
It would be a fucking awkward podcast.
Very awkward. But do you see my point? Like, just because you know you can't see someone sitting over in that corner, it might be a spirit that is emitting an energy.
Oh, well,
they can interpret that energy, whereas we... No, won't necessarily know to do that.
I see the mistake you're making. You think the spirit's surreal.
For fuck's sake.
I'm only messing about. That's the end of the episode.
See,
anyway.
My point, though, but like, for energy being tangible, like, you can pick up on vibes and energy and you can interpret
that's not,
emotions and stuff.
I don't
like
think
that.
That's picking up. To be fair, I think I think you pick up on energy and vibes, but not, I think a definition of energy is different. Well, so I think you can read a room. You walk in, everyone's chatting and they stop. Why is he talking about me? You can read people's facial expressions. We're good, I think, as humans, some people more than others, reading the situation and reading people's faces and how they respond to you differently. I don't think it's energy buzzing about the air.
It's almost like energy has an ability, like energy isn't kinetic energy. Physics, like scientifically, has an ability to, I mean, carry a certain frequency in a vibe, makes you feel things. Yeah. It's almost like, knowing you have deja vu, and in your head, that split second, you see in your head what has happened before you, what actually happens. You see it in your head.
Yeah.
It's almost like that, but she can tap into it, or he, anyone. It's like it can tap into that. The same as you might get for a millisecond, and then suddenly it happens 5 seconds later. I think, oh shit, I just, deja vu, I just saw that. It's literally that. But they, once you hone into it, it's almost having like the faith to do it. The amount of times I've gone to have a conversation with someone at work or a friend or whatever, and I'll ask them a question, like, oh, where did you go on holiday? And in my head, I'm thinking, Portugal. And so, oh, yeah, Portugal. Or I'll be like, oh, where did
you go? Yeah, but that's because you might have seen the photo.
But people are strangers. Like, I think I wouldn't even know then. I'm being real serious because I might have a chat and say, oh, what was your mum's name? I'd be thinking in my head, oh, Sarah. Saying? And they'll say, oh, Sarah. It's someone I've just met. But it's like, it doesn't happen often, but it happens sometimes.
No, it doesn't. Like,
it does.
What are you talking about?
I promise you it does.
What are you talking about?
But who's to say?
Why are you going up to a stranger and asking what's your mum's name?
I'm not asking that, but I'm saying in kind of conversations with people, there have been many instances where, and that probably happens to lots of people, and realising they're doing it. But it's having the confidence to think, oh, by the way, did you go to Portugal? Oh, by the way, is your mum saying Sarah? It's the confidence between just thinking that was a weird coincidence or thinking, oh shit, I've got an ability. I just realised that mum's called Sarah, and you have got the confidence to say it to them. That's the difference, I think. I feel like everyone's got the ability to do it. We just don't necessarily think we're capable of doing it. And when things happen, because it's pre-happened to you a few times, you probably just dismiss it, as a coincidence.
Yeah.
But who'd say it's a coincidence? If you know what they were going to say before they said it, that's been fed to you from somewhere. It's just having the confidence to follow through on it and say, oh, by the way, did you go to Portugal? They'd be like, shit, how do you know that? Like, oh, I don't know.
Maybe we should start doing it.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I'm not taking a piss. I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
Like, do you see what I'm saying?
I actually can.
It's having the confidence to, like, the conviction to, like, by the way. And when you start honing in on that skill, when you start working it like anything, like a muscle, you'll get better and better at it. And then reading frequencies, reading energy, do you know what I mean? Like, it all feeds into the same thing in my head.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, obviously, I've already got another episode planned. The next one that I'm going to do, I'm going to do on that, clairvoyance.
Okay.
I'm going to research it.
I do. Because there's got to be some science behind it as well, because energy and frequencies and like...
It'll be balanced for and against.
Yeah, good. I think it should be. It's healthy. But that's my interpretation of like mediumship and stuff. And even Tracy said most people have probably got the skill. They just don't know they've got it.
Well, to be fair, if you have got the skill, if it's something that you're born with, I'll bind to it for a bit. So if it's something that you're born with, so I might have it, but I don't believe in spirits or anything.
No, so you just...
So if I do start believing it, I might then unlock it in my brain sort of thing.
So you're saying, so I said to you earlier, I'm having my kitchen fitted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said to me, oh, what kitchen are you going to get, Michael? And I don't tell you, but before I answer, you think for a second, oh, he's going to get orange doors and red handles. You don't say it, but you just think it for no reason.
You would never get that.
No, but just for argument's sake. I'm like, oh yeah, get orange doors, red handles. You'd be like, oh fuck, I just thought that.
But you'd never believe that, would you? If I was to say, I was just thinking that.
I probably would believe you, because I'll give you all credit for stuff, Joe.
It's happened before, hasn't it? Remember, like, was it last year? It was said something, it was like, no, I was literally just thinking that. I was about to say that. I forgot what it was. It was literally this time last year.
It's happened so often, and it's the difference between people like me who believe in spirit and thinking, oh, that's weird, because that's happened again. And the more you notice it, the more you're going to keep noticing it. And the more aware of it you become, and the more it builds, snowballs. Whereas you don't believe in that shit. So as soon as that happened to you, you think, oh, that's fucking weird. That was a well big coincidence. Hurt, laugh it off and forget about it.
Yeah.
And you think no more of it. But that happens 5 times in a year. It's probably not a coincidence. And the more niche the information is, it's just fucking weird.
Okay, I'll be more attuned to that to do the next podcast. And I'll research clairvoyance and
look into it. That'd be interesting, because I think there's something in that.
I'll do it balanced as well. I don't do the normal stuff where I don't believe any of it. I get some fact and... That sort of stuff as well.
No, you can't. So you've like not been a text but written up about it and no one can sell it. It's because of this, this and this. But you just say it doesn't... Nothing's been proven until it's proven.
Yeah.
They didn't believe... No one knew space existed so they managed to see space. No one knew gravity existed until Einstein discovered gravity. Like no one... Do you know what I mean?
It's just, okay.
We can't be arrogant enough to believe that we know everything about everything. We don't.
Yeah, we don't. It's a big place, isn't it?
So, and there's so much we can't... We know a percent, not even that, of what there is to know probably. In the universe and how things work.
I don't think they could measure a little
bit. No. So we cannot say, oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And as beings, like animals and stuff, in a herd, they don't talk to each other.
No.
But in the savannas of Africa, one fucking animal will see a predator and it will do something and the whole herd instantly, all of them, hundreds of them, are off. It's not like one runs away and they're all looking, oh shit, we'll follow him. They're all off at the same point. It's
Bill, like, where are you going?
Do you know what I mean? They all have an energy, it's like a vibe. It's something, I promise you, I swear to God, there is something there.
Okay. Well, I'll research it.
I'd love nothing more. Right, it was almost an hour, guys. But before we go, I know we come cap in hand, very sorry for
don't bother groveling.
Our absence. We have got, which I'm going to link in the show description now, a subscription/support us link, which you can go, and if you wanted to support the show, you can do so. It gives you monetary amounts. It goes to like $3, $5, $8, $10, I think, which is like £2.40 or something.
What's the maximum?
$10?
Yeah, $10.
If you do $3, then it's like £2.40 a month. Obviously, the podcast costs us money to put together every month. We pay subscriptions, we pay uploading fees and whatnot, and all sorts of things. We pay people to do bits. So it would help towards that, and we would be eternally grateful. But I won't ask again. I know everyone's struggling at the moment and the cost of living
isn't it?
Crippling for everyone. So I'll mention it once, you know it's there, I'll never mention it again.
I don't do that sort of stuff, to be fair. They cut that out.
Well, the other day, I was watching some programme on Nat Geo, about natural disasters. Yeah. then some donkey advert come up about all these misused and abused donkeys in like Eastern Europe and shit that had been walked, that would had red rule right burns around the necks and the hooves were fucked and there was in crippling pain and had to walk. So I now donate to a donkey charity. So I'm a sucker for this shit. Not that we're a charity, if you would like, after a year of amazing content from us, if you would so wish to be, you know what, I'm going to give a little bit back and help these boys out, then we would be eternally grateful. Even if we just cover our subscription fees every month to get the thing uploaded, that would be perfect.
That would be good.
But yeah, I will say no more.
I don't think you weren't going to say anymore. We've said it 3 times since then.
I'll pretty much it next week as well.
Let's keep drilling it in.
But guys, thank you very much for coming back and joining us again today. We missed you all so much.
See you in a bit. See you next week.
We'll see you next week, we promise. Bye, guys.